Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1667, air date March 13th, 2026.
Okay, good evening, everyone. It's Dr. Shiva Ayadure. Today, we're going to talk about the fact this morning that on behalf of the American people, I filed four FOIAs. What's a FOIA? It's called the Freedom of Information Act with the Department of State, the Pentagon, the Director of National Security, International Intelligence, as well as the CIA. So why is a FOIA important? It is because it's an act that was passed by Congress that allows citizens to request information from government agencies. And the information that we've requested as a part of our campaign for United States Senate, and it's frankly interesting that no other United States senator has requested this information. What is that information? If you remember, 2 weeks preceding the United States and Israel attack on Iran, there were negotiations taking place. And the negotiators in the United States side were two real estate Zionists. One was Jared Kushner and the other one was Steve Witkoff. And these guys, for some reason, who have frankly no experience in anything to do with foreign policy, were tasked by Trump supposedly to do negotiations with Iran to resolve the issue of Iran not developing nuclear weapons. And in fact, it's Trump's State of the Union. He said, I want to hear the words, I will not develop nuclear weapons. The next day, Khamenei said, I will not develop nuclear weapons. Supposedly negotiations were taking place, good faith negotiations to resolve this issue. In fact, on the eve of the United States and Israel's bombing of Iran, 24 hours before that, there was 6 hours of negotiations, and the foreign minister of Iran, Arghichi, if I'm pronouncing his name, said they were extremely fruitful. And then the Oman representative met with the White House, and no one expected the United States to bomb Iran. Khamenei, the leader of Iran, was having apparently a meeting with his whole family, and the United States bombs them. So the issue is, were these negotiations pure theater? Was there already a plan to execute this war? Or were the negotiations real? You have the Democrats. By the way, the Democrats are not in opposition to Zionism or to the Zionist war. All they want to know is, they want more information, okay? And let me just make this point here. And by the way, this idiot, Nick Fuentes, is saying we must destroy Trump and elect Democrats in 2026. Democrats are not in opposition to Republicans. The reality is Democrats essentially know how to sell a war to the American public using Vaseline, okay? Make it feel good. Trump basically, what we're being revealed right now is Trump and the existing people who are running the United States government, basically, in some ways, it's good to the extent that they are unabashed imperialists. They're just saying, we're just going to do whatever the fuck we want. We will go take over other countries. By the way, in the last week, the United States stole $100 million worth of Venezuelan gold. They had it shipped. We know that Venezuela has the most crude oil on the planet, and that and the ouster of Maduro, whether that was even real, gives the United States full access to Venezuelan oil. In fact, just yesterday, the United States turned on refining in the United States, okay, which is significant. So one could almost argue that the invasion of Venezuela was done to secure crude oil, knowing that the Strait of Hormuz, which is in the Persian Gulf, would be closed, and to basically screw up that area and siphon oil from Venezuela. So I filed a FOIA. A FOIA is a Freedom of Information Act, as I mentioned, demanding, requesting, to put it more diplomatically, that all communications between the agency, and you'd file it with an agency, and Witkoff, Iran, Kushner, be shared. This is public documentation. And so we have a right to know what were they actually communicating. If in fact we find out in those communications that it looked like there were real negotiations, then why did the United States bomb Iran? So, by the way, you know, I'm running for U.S. Senate. We have a massive Senate campaign taking place in Massachusetts. I just want to ask everyone, why has no other United States senator demanded these communications? It's pretty easy. Why is it that we as a movement have to do it? I don't see Thomas Massie asking for this, claims he's fighting the administration. Where are all the communications of these so-called quote-unquote negotiations? And the fact that we are asking for it and no one else is should lead one to believe any quote-unquote opposition for this war from the insiders within Congress, that's all it is. It's just fake. It's just theater. So it's important for everyone to know that in Massachusetts, our campaign is moving extremely well. We have over 1,000 people now on the ground ready to help us. And the goal is that we are getting people to pledge to vote for us now. And if people go to shivaforsenate.com, if we bring it up, anyone in the world, anyone listening to this communication, can go to that website right now and volunteer to help us get people to pledge. So wherever you are, you can help us make phone calls to do that. We've made it very, very easy with some very powerful infrastructure that we've deployed. With the palm of your, or with the this device, your cell phone, Android, or an iPhone, you can help us make calls. So you can go to volunteer on the site right there where it says volunteer. You can scroll down and you can volunteer, become a volunteer to help us. This is something tangible you can do, far more productive than listening to Joe Rogan or idiots who have no intention of changing anything except to just expose things we already know for views and clicks. So go there and volunteer right now. Okay? It's really easy. You volunteer, someone will call you, will help you, and you'll become part of a community. It's very valuable. The second thing everyone needs to recognize is that if you are in Massachusetts, or you know someone in Massachusetts, you can go to the front of this page and you can pledge right now to help us vote, to help to pledge your vote. But most importantly, it's not like I'm alone here running for office, top down, you know, campaigning. All of us are part of this campaign. So when you pledge to vote, you can pledge here and you will get a link. That link allows you to go get 10 or 20, how many of other people you want to also pledge to vote, but offline, neighbor to neighbor. See, what we want everyone to experience is the concept of talking to your neighbors, explaining to people what's going on in the world, rebuilding community and building a bottoms-up movement. So my running for Senate is all of us running for Senate. So get involved. But as many of you know, independent of my becoming a senator, I've already done significant things to help the American people, you know, multifold, and I'll keep doing that. It was our campaign, our movement that exposed Fauci. We ran the Fire Fauci campaign. It was our movement that provided people actual solutions during COVID, nutritional solutions. We saved hundreds of millions of people's lives. It was our movement that exposed the fact that government has an unholy alliance with social media companies. It was our movement that exposed that you can flip votes on voting machines. It was this movement that fought for freedom of speech in Massachusetts when they tried to tell us that we couldn't hang a sign up on our own bus in our own building. We fought and we won that in federal court. So our movement fights and wins. So filing this FOIA, even before I'm in the US Senate, I'm already doing the work of what a senator should be doing. So think about that. Isn't it time that you have a senator who actually fights for you bottoms up? So I want to share with you the FOIA. I think I should be able to share that we file then how it's constructed. And by the way, we can teach people also how to file these FOIAs. So let me share my screen. I believe if I'm sharing, let me go here. So this is a FOIA that we filed. First, I want to share, this was the one we sent to, I'll go through it, but this was the one that was sent to the Department of State, U.S. State Department. This is Marco Rubio's team. Then we sent one to the Office of the Secretary of Defense. We also sent one to the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard. And then we also sent one to the Central Intelligence Agency. Now, the reason we sent it to all of these groups is because they're all involved in one way or the other who would have had access to communications on these negotiations. But let me tell you broadly how it's constructed so you understand that we've put in all the legalese to make sure it's a very strong FOIA. So first it says pursuant to the Freedom of Information Act, which is, by the way, USC 5 USC 552, I request access to and copies of records concerning communications, planning discussions, briefings, or assessments involving representatives of the United States government relating to the negotiations with Iran and any military escalation involving Israel and Iran. And the records we are requesting are the following. Please provide all records, including but not limited to emails, text messages, messaging platform communications used for official business, briefing materials, planning documents, intelligence summaries received by the Department of Defense, situation reports, call logs, and communications with the Israeli defense officials. These records should include communications involving Jared Kushner, Steve Witkoff, officials of the U.S. government of Israel, officials of the U.S. the government of Israel, officials of the Islamic Republic of Iran, officials of the Department of Defense, U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, and other relevant defense or military officials involved in regional policy or planning. And that, so when you request a FOIA, you have to give a time frame. So we're saying from beginning of last year, January 1st, 2024, through the date this request is processed. And when you file a FOIA, you have to actually tell them how to conduct their search. So we say, please search email systems, internal document repositories, and electronic messaging systems using keywords, including but not limited to Iran. So they have to type in Iran, Israel, Iran negotiations, Iran talks, Israel, Iran conflict, Israel, Iran escalation, military strike, military escalation, bombing. Searches should also include combinations such as Kushner and Iran, Witkoff and Iran, and records referencing the names Jared Kushner and Steve Witkoff. So that's how we want them to conduct the search. Then we say records maintained on personal devices. This request also includes records located on government devices as well as personnel devices used for official government business, including communications conducted through messaging applications such as Signal, WhatsApp, Telegram, or similar platforms. And then the format that we're requesting is to minimize costs and facilitate prompt disclosure. I request that all responsive records be provided in electronic format and transmitted via email where possible. If the volume of records is too large for email transmission, please provide them through secure electronic download or file transfer. I request that no paper copies be produced unless electronic reproduction is not possible. And then typically you can request a fee waiver. We said, I request a fee waiver of all fees pursuant to 5 USC 552A, 4A, that's a section, you know, three, because disclosure of the requested information is in the public interest and will contribute significantly to public understanding of government activities relating to international diplomacy and potential military conflict. And then we're saying that they have a deadline. When you file a FOIA in state, like in Massachusetts, it was 10 days. And remember, we're the ones who filed the FOIA requesting details on the ballot images being deleted in 2020. That's how we exposed everything. So they, in the, for the U.S. government agencies, they have 20 business days, which means 20 business days from today, which was the 12th, and someone can count that up, but it's probably going to be in mid-April. They have to give us everything. And then we're saying, this is something very important. They may wait to get everything. We're saying rolling production means if responsive records are located, please produce them on a rolling basis. That means as they become available. Okay. So again, we're the first ones asking for this. No other senator, no other congressperson, no one else has asked for this. No other person running for office in Massachusetts or elsewhere has asked for this. So we're fighting for the behalf of the American public. And why is this important? Let me just give you some of the numbers right now. It's only, I think it's been 14 days. February 28th is when the United States bombed Iran. And by the way, February 27th, 28th, depending how you look at it, was 93 years to the day that Hitler burned down the Reichstag to get absolute power. It was on the anniversary of that day. But let me just give you some of these numbers right now. There's word out on multiple platforms saying that the United States is planning on doing a ground invasion. Okay? A ground invasion, just to give you an idea, would cost the United States minimum. A ground invasion would be done for regime change. There has been no war that you can win without, you can't just win a war by air. So that would cause the United States, all of us, the American public, $2.1 trillion to $3 trillion. That's how much it would cost us. Okay? Now, if they want to do an immediate ground surge, which would be for the next 60 days, which means you send a massive number of people in, that would estimate cost about $40 to $100 billion. All right. Now, let me give you the current damage that's already occurred since February 28th, which is about 14 days. So relative to United States personnel, this is, again, likely extremely conservative. Publicly, 9 people have been killed. 170 U.S. personnel have been injured. Okay. One of the most expensive, high-valued radar systems, which the United States had in Qatar, is completely gone. That's worth the minimum of $1.1 billion. Okay? Air defense. The United States uses air defense systems called THAAD, to take out missiles. Well, the one in UAE is completely gone. That's about $500 million. So they're moving the one from, I think they're moving 3 from South Korea to the Middle East to protect Netanyahu. U.S. aviation. 11 of the MQ Reaper drones have been destroyed. That's about $330 million. Now, remember, the military-industrial complex loves this because they're just going to produce more, okay? So they're looking at this as a positive for them. There are 3 F-15E Strike Eagles that are gone, $351 million. Bahrain, which has naval assets, the 5th Fleet, another $200 million is gone there. If you look at Israel itself, about $1.5 billion in damage to residential districts in Israel, particularly Tel Aviv. 17 people are dead, and at least close to 2,700 people have been injured. Ben Gurion Airport, if you saw recently videos of people fighting, right? Get me the hell out of here. So Tarmac 3 is essentially destroyed, $250 million. 2 people died at the airport, and 10 more were, I'm sorry, not more than 10. Yeah, 10 more were injured. And then in Kuwait, the housing on the logistics and housing center and the military base there is destroyed. That's another 200 million, 14 people dead. I mean, I can keep going on, okay? But the bottom line, this is only 15 days. All right? We've spent close to $22 billion in 13 days. The burn rate per day is $1.5 billion. If you looked at the crude oil prices, were $75 a barrel, they're now up to $126 a barrel. The U.S. gas prices jumped from $2.94 to $3.58 per gallon. The Strait of Hormuz, which is the little strait in the Persian Gulf where, you know, most of the 20% of the global oil flows out of, is shut down, and that's causing to the global GDP around $210 billion. That's just in 10 days. And then if you look at it, Iran has lost around 3,000 people, about 1,800 civilians. And as you know, that school that we knocked out, 175 students. And Trump said it was okay to knock out that school because Iran was beheading people, which was totally false. The guy just lies through his teeth. And we can keep going on. And you're going to have a massive refugee crisis. There's going to be about 250,000 people who are attempting to get out of these countries right there. So all this in 13 days. And all of this was done under the pretext that negotiations were failing. That's why I filed this FOIA on behalf of the American people. We deserve to know what kind of negotiations were taking place. So that is a brief summary. On the Schieber for Senate website over the next 24 hours, I'll be putting up all the FOIAs, and there'll be a blog post up there so everyone can see it, and we'll be tracking what happens. In fact, right after filing this, the Office of National Intelligence did respond. They sent us an email. They're supposed to give us an email and a tracking number right away to let us know, did they get it? What are they doing about it? So you can see this is one of the responses that we got from the essentially Tulsi Gabbard's division. Let me bring it out to you. People are interested. Here we go. Some of them you send an email to a particular address, and some of them you have to put it on a portal. So let me bring it up to you. So this is, I have to share my screen again, right?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. All right. So hopefully you guys can see this. Can you guys see my screen or no?
Yes.
Okay, so let's go right here. So this is what we just got. This just came this evening. These were sent in early this morning, started working on them about 4 a.m. We got them all out. So you can see this is from the Office of Director of National Intelligence. And this is the kind of response I said, thank you for dear Dr. Aydre, thank you for your Freedom of Information request. We confirm receipt. Your tracking number is this. Our formal acknowledgement letter will be sent within 20 business days. That's the law. Please note, due to backlog of cases and staffing shortages, processing times have been extended. Thank you for your patience while we work diligently to complete your request as promptly as possible. So anyway, we'll see what they do, okay? But there you go. Again, every American should ask themselves, why has no other person in Congress asked for this information on the negotiations? So anytime you see Democrats acting like they're in opposition to Trump, please understand, Democrats essentially start wars the same way the Republicans do, but they do it in a much more pernicious way, which is they always soft-coated, sugar-coated, make people feel good. And that's been the history of the Democratic Party. The Republican Party just says, we're going to bomb you, and they go, just bomb people. Okay? That's the only difference. So in some ways, Trump's treatment, whether it's Venezuela or Iran, is we're at a point where there's this absolute power, might makes right. We're not a republic anymore. The imperial Zionist government of the United States does whatever it wants, but it has always been doing whatever it wants. The Democrats always gave it cover, right? Made it look like we were nice guys, you know, using the front end of the Peace Corps or USAID, like we're helping these poor black people or brown people or yellow people, right? Giving them some soup, some food. Trump is basically saying, I don't need to do that. I'm just going to fucking take your money. I'm going to blow you up. I'm going to do whatever the hell I want. That's the only difference. So in some ways, it's naked imperialism. But that is what the swarm always is. The Democrats, again, sugarcoated it. So if you look at all the quote-unquote opposition from the Democrats, it's like, we want to know what you're going to do. We want to know what your strategy is. None of them are saying we oppose the war and U.S. should get out of Iran. We just want to know how you're doing it and how we can sell it to the American public. You guys understand this? They have no interest in doing anything different. They're just about massaging it and selling it to the people. Even AOC has said, you know, when the fake, opposition in Iran was taking place, the so-called riots, She was in for going. And in fact, The Guardian, which is a liberal, presents itself as a liberal newspaper, was also for going in. So it's a great opportunity to learn that there's liberal Zionism and naked Zionism, liberal imperialism and open imperialism. Trump is part of this rabid, open imperialism, and it's actually exposing all of them. So, but that's what we've done. And then next, during the week, we're also going to do something more to get people involved. But our movement uses this opportunities like this to educate people. As a part of this, I just want to let everyone know that we keep using the word movement, bottoms up movement, and others will steal our language to do this. But there can be no movement. There cannot be any fundamental change in society unless you have three elements. Listen very carefully. These three elements are, number one, theory, the knowledge of understanding how systems work. Theory, like you have to have a scientific understanding. We call that theory. Second, you have to have a community of people, a global community, an organizational structure, infrastructure, so people don't feel alone as they're understanding how things actually operate. Otherwise, you can get isolated. And third, you need action, offline and online, tangible things that we can do neighbor to neighbor to educate people. And the last, you know, phrase that needs to be added is this needs to occur every day. Change is not going to happen overnight. By the way, our movement led the first, you know, summit to mobilize people. And we did that this past weekend. We had close to 500 odd people show up. You can find it on Spaces. And then, you know, another several thousand people came, but we're organized and we're getting people involved. And how do you oppose this war? This coming Sunday, we're going to invite people to share their ideas. But you need theory, the science of systems, so you understand the dynamics. You need a global community and you need action. So those of you from a movement standpoint, many of you may know we have the Truth Freedom Health website. And I encourage everyone, I'll take you right there. And to let you know that the site has been upgraded to really get across this point that people may talk the word movement, but 99% of people are using that word with no understanding of what that actually means. Or some of them are just plagiarizing our material to divert traffic their way. But no one has, they can't copy this, okay? And let me share this with you, all right? What we have, you should all go study the site because it'll really give you a deep understanding of what's going on. First of all, can you guys see this or no? Bring it up.
Yeah, we can.
Okay. So, you know, we've developed something very powerful, but whenever you innovate something new, it takes effort to really message it and make it clear. So this says Dr. Shiva teaches the science of systems so people can see the world as it truly is. Without system science, people fall into left versus right, follow manufactured leaders, and accept reductionist solutions. That's what this site is for. But you need three elements. You need theory, okay? The science needed to solve complex problems. Most institutions teach reductionist thinking. Real solutions require system science. Reductionism causes broken healthcare, endless political division, failed public policy, superficial solutions. So you have to understand how systems work. We teach you that. Second, you need a community. Truth Freedom Health connects people around the world who are learning system science and organizing to change broken systems. So we have local chapters, we have online learning, we have global events, and we have collaborative initiatives. The third element of all this is you need action. Knowledge must become action. TFH empowers people to expose corruption and deliver real solutions using system science. So we educate communities, we expose corruption, and we advance real scientific solutions. And we actually have tangible solutions and infrastructure for doing science, Cytosol, systems health education, you know, clean food certified. So I want you to go through the site because it really hones in. If you're out there looking for change, we're the only game in town. And why is that? Because we're grounded in system science. We have community and action. We have all those three elements. So we're an educational movement, and we empower people with knowledge, community, and tools required to understand and transform the systems that shape our lives. Most institutions train people to think in fragments. And what happens when you think in fragments? Politics become left versus right. That's why idiots who are MAGA people are now saying, let's vote Democrat to oppose Trump. Very dumb. Science becomes reductionist, quick fixes. Okay? Health becomes system suppression. Without system science, people are easily divided, misled by manufactured leaders, and trapped in cycles of confusion. Truth Freedom Health offers a different path, one grounded in understanding the science of systems, building strong communities, and organizing real-world action. So theory, community, action. So, and it has to be a daily practice. We're trying to teach people, just like you exercise, you eat properly each day, take a few moments out of your day to incorporate this infrastructure that we've created. And if you go through, so the theory section on the site tells you exactly what you can do. You can give this to your friends now. Step one, watch Shatter the Swarm. This is a recipe. This is how you get started, right? A friend of mine who's a marathoner, he says, you know, first day, if you want to get into running, you do, you know, 30 seconds of running and then 1 minute, 30 seconds of walking. And you keep repeating that. And then you up it, right? So we're teaching people how to incorporate this into your lives. No one else is doing that. But step one, watch that video. Step two, come to our orientation. Step three, take the Get Off the Plantation course. It's free. Step four, you can take the warrior training. And step five, you can get into leadership. We have an organization. So we give you a step-by-step process to do this. We have a slideshow you can follow that takes you through this process. Again, learning tools. We have books, and you can start learning, and we have many different syllabuses. And then we have a community. You can go here and listen to voices of other warrior scholars, alumni. You can see that we have all these events taking place, and we literally have probably in a month, probably like 20 events, okay? We offer health training courses, you know, what to eat, right? Health education, all these things that we're doing for the public. You can also get merchandise, wear our t-shirts, another way of building community. And then we have action. We have materials people can hand out to their neighbors and friends to get involved. We have actual solutions. So, and then our programs are here, and we have actual results. You can see how we've affected billions, millions of people, our history of winning. The impact session is real because people say, sounds good. What have you guys achieved? Well, you can go see what we've achieved. So anyway, go to Truth Freedom Health. Recognize we have this global movement. It's real. And the fact is you can't build a movement without theory, community, and action. You can go to MIT and you learn theory of system science, but they don't really offer you community or action. You can go to the Rotary Club. They'll do community to get you to vaccinate everyone, okay? But they don't offer any theory, and their actions are somewhat limited. We're the only organization that teaches you science of systems. We're the only one that combines that with a global leadership community, and then we give you action, okay? Those three ingredients are what we need to win, and it's not going to happen overnight. So there you go. But filing this FOIA is part of what we do. You see, it's action. We had to get up at 4 a.m. We had to do the research. We had to file it. It's actually doing stuff. It's not talking, exposing, stealing our material. Fuck you, Mike Adams. Okay. And putting it out there just to get views and clicks. We actually do the hard work. So anyway, let's take Q&A. Anything having to do with understanding what a FOIA is, any of those dimensions, but we're on the record with these agencies. Again, to repeat, in 2020, when they stole our election, we filed a FOIA. They didn't listen to our FOIA. That led to them acknowledging they deleted ballot images. That then led to a lawsuit. That led to us finding the backdoor portal to Twitter. You see, all of that occurred because we went and did something about stuff. By participating, we win. That's our measurement of winning. We don't measure our winning by their criteria. We won so many things by filing that FOIA, which led to everything that we see today. Okay? Our movement did that. We make change by participating. So if you want to be a part of actual change, get off your ass, go to Truth Freedom Health. And we have a step-by-step process. We've made it goo-goo-ga-ga, baby steps for anyone to follow. And, you know, our campaign in Massachusetts, Shiva for Senate, is the tip of the spear. So get involved. You have no excuses. Sorry. All right, questions.
Okay, everyone, please put your questions in the chat. Do not raise your hand. We will only be taking questions if they are sent in the chat. Keep questions to the topic that was discussed. Message your questions to any of the co-hosts or Dr. Shiva so we can answer them. You click on the toolbar down below where it says chat. You should see a plus sign that says new chat. Then you can direct that to Dr. Shiva and the co-host.
Someone says, Brumon says, what is your opinion of Vivek Ramaswamy? He's still a Brahmin idiot who thinks what he says is true. Listen, if you look, I did a little piece of art which went viral, which is a cobra's head with him on it. It's called Vivek the Snake. It became a pretty standing of him. There's tons of videos I've done on him. But the bottom line is this guy was created by the swarm, and he came right as this brown face was getting lots of views and hits. They created this fool who basically is a Zionist, comes out of nowhere, comes out of the Yale, Harvard clique, big pharma scamster. Him and his mother literally faked the results for a drug, which made a lot of money selling it through their parent company, knowing that it was going to fail. Anyway, I mean, the guy's a complete scam artist. But that's why he's promoted, because anyone who scams gets to be part of the club because they all have shit on each other. Anyway, I have a very, very low opinion of him. If that's what you want to ask, what is your opinion? It's very low, but it's based on actual facts about him, his hypocrisy. You can go look it up. On YouTube, someone says, how quickly would you end wars as president? Well, in the Middle East, it would be immediate. There have been very few what you would call wars of liberation or revolutionary wars. Most wars are wars of imperialism. And in this war in particular, billionaires win and the working people lose. Jared Kushner is going to win. Steve Witkoff's going to win. By the way, Elon Trump's net worth right now is about $700 billion, okay? Not million, $700 billion. SpaceX, through its military contracts, controls, is making piles of money off this war. So working people do not win. So this war should be ended immediately. It serves no interest except the interests of the few. And remember, the military has to keep doing war to do war. War is a business. So all those numbers I read, to the U.S. public, that seems a tragedy. To the military, that's like, oh, we can sell more shit. In fact, Congress has just been given another bill to release $50 billion to this war, okay? Appropriations bill. So this is what's going on right now. So obviously you can end these wars immediately. Let's go to William. He says, oh, okay, William Douglas. I'm not sure what he's saying. It just has his name on it. Rajiv Varma says, what is the time for a FOIA response? Is there a writ of mandamus equivalent if they take forever? Apart from their acknowledging which you received, can they say? So Rajiv, so I'll give you an example. In 2020, when we filed a FOIA with the state of Massachusetts, saying, where are the ballot images? They had 10 business days. They didn't respond. We demanded that they respond. Otherwise, we're going to file a lawsuit. They immediately responded. But the response was, we don't have to save ballot images. And we asked them what the law is. Anyway, that led to me tweeting that they had deleted ballot images, which then led to me being thrown off Twitter, which then led to me filing a lawsuit, which then led to us discovering through courtroom testimony there's a backdoor portal to Twitter. So we don't know where this is going to lead, because they have many cards in their back pocket. But the fact is, as long as we participate and do things, they're going to make mistakes. But if we don't participate, we don't create any opportunity for them to make mistakes and us to expose stuff. So yeah, they'll probably say it's national security. They can say a lot of things. But the issue is that the American public should know that no one has any freaking idea what took place in these so-called negotiations. But the foreign minister of Iran says, we were shocked. We thought things, they told us things went really well. So then people can start figuring out who you believe. Zach put out, if you go to winbackfreedom.com, Rajiv, you'll see everything documented there, end to end, from when we filed the FOIA, all of it. William Douglas says, hello, my name is William Douglas, and I followed you for many years. I make cold calls for campaign and I'm writing up materials and potential action plans. I'm halfway done with the off the plantation course. I care for a disabled partner and I'm waiting for fire season as a firefighter. Due to my destitute state, I'm requesting a full scholarship for warrior training. Please provide 4 years of wildlife firefighter. So, William, we'll have Nicholas or Crystal call you to touch base with you. Broadly, you know, we used to give scholarship after scholarship when we first launched this. What was interesting was we noticed something fascinating. Anytime we, by the way, the course is worth thousands of dollars. We give it away for $100. It's a donation. But whenever we even gave that away, we found something. The more people that got the courses, very few of them even finished the courses. It's really weird. So it's not an issue of money. It's an issue of that you can't put a value on these courses. But given what you've shared, someone in our organization will call you. If you guys can see this, William Douglas, his handle on X is LIAMXXX. Mail, and we'll speak to you. But in the event we do this in certain conditions, you got to finish the course. Okay. That's one of our requirements nowadays, because there are people who we do this to, you know, out of the kindness wanting to help people, but then we find out people don't finish it. So it makes us really wonder whether it makes sense. But anyway, someone will be in touch with you. Someone else on YouTube says, how do you transition from horrible economic policies, horrible economy to robust economy and great employment, minimum wage? So this was Soon Heaven. So if you look back during the period, and we teach this in our course, during 1900 to 1970, particularly at the peak of it in the 40s, the GDP of the United States was growing explosively. And if you look at the four income quartiles of the U.S. public, first income quartile, the lowest, or the highest income quartile, which is the fourth, and the second and the third, during that period, everyone wages grew. So as the economy grew, everyone wages grew. Why is that? Well, during that period, between 1900, particularly during the 40s and 50s, we had a very, very vibrant and active working class citizenry. People didn't just sit on their butts. There was a true bottoms up trade union movement, true working class people, who hardworking people who really created the infrastructure for the United States in many, many ways. So that was a period when the economy grew, everyone's wages grew. And it was directly a result of a very strong and powerful working class. No one fucked with the United States working class. During that period, there were 11,000 strikes which means if you fucked with the working class, they would shut you down. And the period between 1970 till today, there's, and by the way, close to 250 million people during those 70 years took to the streets to fight for their rights. During 1970 till today, the inverse has occurred. The GDP has grown, but only the third and fourth income quartiles wages have gone up. The working class, first and second income quartiles wages have gone down every year. And if you add up all the aggregate wage decline across the population of those people, it comes down to $47 trillion in wealth transfer took place. So wealth moved upwards. So there was socialism for the few. So that's what actually took place. But during that period, there were only 900 strikes and maybe 2 million people participating. So the answer to your question is why our movement exists soon. And all of this occurred because there was a concerted effort by the swarm. So start with Shatter the Swarm, if you want to understand what that is, to make sure people did not build bottoms-up movements. People became anesthetized with all sorts of distractions, from sports to drugs to alcohol to everything you can imagine. So people lost any touch with reality on what it takes to build movements to protect their wages. And they outsourced all of that to idiots like Bernie Sanders, idiots like, you know, left-wing and right-wing people, versus having this strong, vibrant bottoms-up movement. And that is what Truth, Freedom, Health is creating: theory, community, and action. It's not going to happen overnight. So if you want to do something, and I appreciate your question, get involved. So someone should reach out on YouTube and help soon figure out how you he or she can get involved. Let's go to Vinny Perez in New York. If the topic you mentioned is important, why hasn't anyone in the office filed a FOIA request about it? Yeah, good question. Why hasn't anyone? And the reason is this. The Democrats and Republicans play theater, Vinny. So they're just showing, oh my God, you know, they're not saying stop the war. They're saying, we just want to know, what is your plan? Right? Like, it's like one wants to block someone and take someone out head on, and the other wants to come from the back and stab him in the back. The Democrats like stabbing people in the back. The Republicans just like people hitting head on, right? So it's just tactical differences. But they don't really not want a war, because 95% of Congress of the United States is owned by AIPAC. So obviously they don't want to file a FOIA request or really do any type of hearing on it, because it's going to reveal that this war was already pre-planned, in my view. It's been organized. There's no interest not to have a war. There's great interest to conduct war because of the amount of money people make. Lindsey Graham, by the way, was saying we should basically go in and kill everyone in Iran. I don't know if you saw this on Twitter. And I went on Twitter and I said, Twitter's policies, you cannot call for violence. Why is Lindsey Graham allowed to even, you know, why is he not thrown off Twitter? So anyway, left and right politicians are all supporters of this war. They only will do theater, okay? Someone just attacked, and Brewman is saying Vivek is an idiot. He's the same as Kennedy, Trump. Yeah. So Brew, I'm not sure if you've part of the Truth from Health Warrior Scholar community, but this is precisely what we teach people. Let's go to Rose. Rose says, have you seen Iran's demand, if there's a ceasefire, number one, hand over Netanyahu to the ICG? Yeah. So if you actually review, Iran has just issued some demands. And I would say most of the American people probably will agree with those demands. Rose, do you want to put all the demands up so I can read them? So to give you an idea, Khomeini, who's the son of the other Khomeini, to give you an idea, I think his wife, so the U.S. went and bombed this facility. So his father is killed. His wife is killed. I think one of his kids is killed. I mean, he basically lost like pretty much his whole family. And imagine you losing your family while you're thinking that negotiations are going on in good faith. Obviously, you would want vengeance. So in many ways, we can get into the religious issues. But, you know, at a very operational level, Zionism is the enemy of all peoples. It's a political ideology, and Iran is fighting Zionism. So one could argue that Iran fight against Zionism has more in common with the working people of the United States. By the way, what's fascinating is on February 28th, is when the Gallup poll released a report showing that the amount of people supporting, American people supporting, sympathetic to Israel was going down like a nosedive, 41% and dropping. And the American people supporting Palestine was 36% and going up like this. Well, New York Times just released an analysis yesterday saying, if you look at all the wars starting with World War II, Korean War, so on, I mean, World War II had 75% of the American people supporting it. The war on Iran only has 41%, the same 41% Gallup reported. So it's basically the Zionists are the only ones supporting the war in Iran. So this is what Iran has demanded. It said, first, remove all military bases in the Middle East. Cancel Trump Gaza plans. Recognize Iran's right to nuclear power. Remove all sanctions. And those are just a few of them. My view is, why can't every country have nuclear power? And they're talking about nuclear power, right? Remember, Iran said they didn't want to make nuclear bombs, and the United States wanted them to hand over all their, fissible material, and they were willing to do that. But they wanted to also tell Iran that they couldn't even have ballistic missiles. Iran's allies were going to be. It was ridiculous, right? The sovereignty of one country. So anyway, many of their demands, what I've seen, don't seem anything that are not in alignment with what Iran has been through. But I would again assert that the enemy of the Iranian people is the same enemy to the American people. And the only people that are going to win, make money off this war, is the military-industrial complex and the likes of Jared Kushner. Billionaires will win and the American people lose. There's no reason we should be in this war, period. And that's the position of Shiva for Senate and our movement. Okay, we'll just take two more. Anya says, how many congressmen have gone long on oil stocks and made millions on insider trading? Probably every single one of them. Okay? Every single one of them. It's a good question, Anya. Anya is one of our great volunteers who's helped us a lot at headquarters. Thank you, Anya, for that question. And then we have a couple more here. All right. A couple of blasts here and there. Can we blame it on Iran? That'll change the public opinion. Call it So Rajiv, I think you're right. Many people are predicting that there may be some false flags in the United States to start something here. So you blame it on Iran to nuke Iran. The E-6B, I think that's what it's called, the airplane that sends signals to the nuclear subs, which launched nuclear missiles, that two of them took off, I think, 3 to 4 days ago. So just think about this. Congress is impotent in the United States. All power is now in the executive branch. The United States is no longer a republic. The level of attacks that we're doing on other countries, it's uncontrollable. The only force out of this is the American people. And you have to build a movement. It's not the Democrats are in opposition. Then you get to how to build a movement. And I just shared with you what those are. You need the right theory, understanding how systems work. You need a global community, and you need action. And it's not going to happen overnight. So if you're serious, get involved. Support our campaign. Thank you, everyone. But we'll keep you updated on what happens with these FOIAs and where it takes us, where it takes us. But at least, you know this, that our movement does stuff. We take action. We don't just talk. Thank you, Zach. Thank you, everyone. But get
thank involved. Thank you, Dr. Shiva.
Yep. Go to Zach. Let everyone know how they can go to, before you, how they can go to Shiva for Senate. They can volunteer. They can donate, and how they can get involved in our movement. Thank you.
I'll post it in the chat again.
Yep. Let everyone know and show them where they can do that too. Thank you.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right, the Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva.